Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome into Sendin' In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Man, what a show we guys got for you today. On this Tuesday, the NCAA tournament officially begins tonight with the first four. We got a couple of games going on. We're going to continue to preview Thursday and Friday's games. We're also going to look big picture. I'm going to give out my national champion here in moments. We're going to look at what teams can make it to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and Final Four. Kate Constable going to join me middle of the show for model making money. Then we'll look at some of the double-digit seeds. Everybody wants that sleeper, that Cinderella that's going to make a deep run in March. We'll give you some that you should look out for, and then we'll wrap up the show with our favorite plays for today during PJ's plays here on this Tuesday. As always, want to hear from you guys and go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/OdysseySports, Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app. Let us know what you're betting, what first round games you're on, what futures you're on, anything. Send it into the chat and let's have some fun here over these next 30 minutes. I am really looking forward to this segment. Glasses in session. We're going to look into our glass ball and we're going to predict the national championship winner. Got to give a lot of credit to the social media outlets out there, X and TikTok, and all these trends and stats and numbers that are going around. We have narrowed it down to two teams that can win the national championship according to all the different trends that we have found, and the two might end up surprising you. We're going to start with a group of 12 teams. A really good stat is that 100% of the national champions in the NCAA tournament were in the top 12 in the week 6 AP poll, okay? Week 6 AP poll, top 12. These top 12 teams on your screen right there. Arizona, Kansas, Purdue, Houston, UConn, Baylor, Marquette, Creighton, UNC, Gonzaga, Oklahoma, and Tennessee, right? A lot of those 12 teams, very good amongst the betting favorites. That's your top 12. After that, the next thing we're looking for, 100% of the champions have been top 40 in offense and top 22 in defense, according to KenPom. Since 2000, if you're top 40 in offense and top 22 in defense, you have won the national championship 100% of the time. So of those teams that were top 12 in the Week 6 AP poll, we can eliminate five of those teams. Creighton, Gonzaga, Oklahoma, Baylor, Kansas, see ya. You're not winning the title. We'll see you next year. Now, the nine teams that fit the criteria of top 40 on offense and top 22 on defense are UConn, Houston, Purdue, Arizona, Auburn, Duke, UNC, Marquette, and Tennessee, okay? So those are the teams that we need to keep an eye on. However, of the nine teams that we just mentioned, Auburn and Duke were not in that Week 6 AP poll. We're not in that top 12. So Auburn and Duke, get out. You're not winning the national championship either. Now we are down to seven teams. Now that we have our seven, UConn, Houston, Purdue, Arizona, UNC, Tennessee, and Marquette. 100% of the national champions have reached the semifinals of their conference tournament since 1985. We're going back 40 years. You have to make it to at least the semis in your conference tournament to win the national championship. Tennessee lost in the quarterfinal round to Mississippi State. See you next year. Six teams left. UConn, Houston, Purdue, Arizona, UNC, and Marquette. We got our six. Next, since 1998, no school to the west of Central Texas, Baylor. No team west of Baylor has won the national championship. Arizona, see ya. We got five teams left. UConn, Houston, Purdue, UNC, and Marquette. Five pretty good options, right? Now here's where it gets interesting and where I'm probably going to lose most of you because a lot of you are on this team, but this is a great stat. Since 1990, 100% of the national champions, their conference has had at least four teams in the NCAA tournament. The Big East only has three teams this year, Creighton, UConn, and Marquette. 100% of the champions since 1990, folks. I mean, we're talking like 25, we're talking 35 years. That's a long, long time. Since 1990, you have to have at least four teams in the NCAA tournament from your conference. UConn, Marquette, see ya. We're down to three teams. Houston, Purdue, and UNC are our final three. And the final metric that we're looking at, 14 of the last 15 national champions were in the top 10 in Bartovic metrics from mid-January through the first week of March. So you got to be in the top 10 Bartovic metrics mid-January, first week of March, 14 of the last 15 years. Team in that top 10 has won the national championship. UNC is not in that top 10. So going through all of those to say that the two teams remaining are Houston and Purdue. And if you watch this show and you watch me over the weeks, over the months, you know we perdon't with Purdue. I will never trust that team. Matt Painter is a great regular season coach. He's been in the Elite Eight once. He's never made it to the Final Four, let alone win the national championship. A lot of people think that maybe Purdue is following in the footsteps of Virginia, being the team that lost to a 16 seed. You come back and win the national championship the following year. But I'm going with the Houston Cougars. I have my doubts about Houston. I don't know if they can win shootouts in the 80s or 90s. That defense is certainly championship caliber enough. On a piece of paper, they look really good. They have the guard play to win in March that you need. But this is what the numbers are telling us. It's between Houston and it's between Purdue. And if I had to choose between the two of them, 10 out of 10 times, I'm taking Houston. So that is my national champion, the Houston Cougars. All right, moving on now as we look into our glass ball, look at a little Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and Final Four futures. We're going to start in the Sweet 16. Duke, they should take care of business against Vermont. And then they have that matchup against Wisconsin and James Madison. For Duke to make it to the Sweet 16, they're minus 115, which is a really good price. Duke is one of these teams. It's all about matchups for them. I think the book is kind of out on Duke. A lot of people agree on the assessment that it's really all about what kind of style Duke is playing against. If they're playing against teams that want to rough them up and be physical with them, especially inside, those are the kind of games that they struggle. If they play in games where it's dictated by the guards and it's perimeter-oriented type games, that is where Duke thrives. Their first round matchup against Vermont, they should be fine there. James Madison-Wisconsin game could be a little bit tricky. The Wisconsin game would be a much better matchup for them. Wisconsin, when you think of old Bo Ryan Wisconsin teams, you think like physical, defensive-minded. That's not really this Wisconsin team. They can score, and they play at a faster tempo than what we've kind of seen over the years. But they can score. They put up points in the Big Ten tournament. That game against Illinois was a shootout on Sunday. So I like Duke's matchup against them. James Madison could be interesting. JMU that played Michigan State the very first game of the season, and they went into East Lansing, went toe-to-toe with Michigan State, matched their physicality, and beat them. So if JMU does beat Wisconsin, that could be an interesting game for Duke, but they're 11.5-point favorites against Vermont. They're going to be favored against either Wisconsin or James Madison. Think it's a good play for them to reach the Sweet 16 at minus 115. Also love St. Mary's. We talked about them yesterday. I think this is a really good draw for the Gaels. I think they're playing the best 12 seed in the tournament. I think Grand Canyon is a little bit better than James Madison. I really like both teams. Grand Canyon's got a pro in Ty and Grant Foster. Really, really good. Great coach in Bryce Drew as well. But the Gaels, a lot of people forget, UConn's toughest game last year on their road to the national championship was St. Mary's. The Gales were up at halftime in that game. Then one of their better players, Alex Tuchus, gets hurt, and UConn just goes on one of their second half runs and blows St. Mary's out. But this is what makes the tournament great, and this is what makes St. Mary's such a tough opponent for teams. The style at which they play, the pace at which they play, they're kind of like the Nikola Jokic of college basketball. You can't speed them up. They're going to play at their pace. They're going to play their game. It's not for everyone. They're a great defensive rebounding team. They draw fouls. They make their free throws. They're very efficient offensively. I think that's a tough matchup for Grand Canyon. And then whoever they get, whether it's Bama or College of Charleston, that's a good matchup for the Gales as well. So plus 150, I like that for St. Mary's. I also like Oregon at plus 450 to make the Sweet 16. Dana Altman, 15-6 against the spread in the NCAA tournament. He's also never lost a first-round game. We all talk about tournament coaches and Bill Self and Tom Izzo. We never talk about Dana Altman, but he's really, really good. His track record's as good as anybody, and he's really good in the first couple rounds of the tournament. So plus 450 for the Ducks, I think, is a good bet. And let's keep riding the NC State wave at plus 500. Five games in 5 days, NC State won the ACC tournament. You know the only other team to do that? Kemba Walker's UConn team. They ended up winning the national championship. Now, I don't think NC State's going to win the national championship, but with their draw and getting Texas Tech and then potentially Kentucky or Oakland, I think NC State can make the Sweet 16. I like their price at plus 500. They got the DJs, DJ Horn and DJ Burns, great inside-outside combo. I'll take the Wolfpack to make the Sweet 16 as well. And then for the Elite Eight, I really like Arizona's draw at minus 105. I know Arizona has not looked good here down the stretch. They lost to a 15 seed in Princeton last year, but look at their draw. They're going to beat Long Beach State this year. Then they have Nevada and they have Dayton. They're going to beat one of those two teams. Then maybe in the Sweet 16, it could get a little bit interesting with Baylor, New Mexico, maybe Clemson. That could be the game that you worry about. But of all the two seeds, I think theirs is the most favorable. I like them minus 105 to make the Elite Eight. I also like Gonzaga at plus 450 to make the Elite Eight as well. We don't talk about it, but Mark Few has made eight straight Sweet 16s. I think they're another really good bet for a Sweet 16. They're plus 135, so definitely take that. But I'd take some Elite Eight at plus 450 as well. Likely going to get Purdue. We know Purdue loves to lose in the Sweet 16 round. Gonzaga has been to the Sweet 16 year after year after year. Think that'd be a good matchup for him. So I like the Zags to make the Elite Eight. I'd also look at BYU at plus 375. They're probably getting one of the worst 11 seeds ever in the NCAA tournament in Duquesne. Rating-wise, that team should not be an 11, so that's a really good draw for BYU. Then they're playing an offensive juggernaut in Illinois, most likely in the second round, who's all offense, no defense. Illinois has an off-shooting night. BYU should be able to take advantage. And then a possible Sweet 16 matchup with Iowa State. BYU's already played the Cyclones twice this year. They beat them in Provo, and they should have beaten them in Ames. Nobody beat Iowa State in Ames this year. The team that came the closest was BYU. They should have had them. That's a really bad matchup for Iowa State. So I think BYU's worth a look at plus 375 as well. And then my final four, personally, is Houston, UNC, Tennessee, and Auburn. I think Auburn is going to upset UConn in the East Regional. So I got a couple of one seeds, a two seed, and a four seed. Some sleeper teams that I would look at, though, potentially. In Houston's region, I'd look at the bottom half of that region. If Colorado wins tomorrow against Boise State, I think they could be a factor to make the Final Four at 40-1. I also like Florida at 15-1 as well. New Mexico is a team that I would look at. KenPom ranks them as the 23rd best team in college basketball. And again, I mentioned Arizona's path. I think the toughest game for them could be New Mexico. I think the Lobos could be worth a look, 25-1 to make the Final Four. Gonzaga, as I mentioned, to make the Final Four. Oregon, 50-1. I think the Ducks, it's the final year of the Pac-12. Maybe one of those teams goes on a crazy run. The Ducks certainly could do that. And then in the East Regional, it's really top-heavy. UConn, Auburn, Iowa State, Illinois. I think BYU's got a legit shot at making it to the Elite Eight. If they play Auburn instead of UConn, they certainly could go to the Final Four as well. So BYU at 16-1. Those would be some sleeper teams that I would look at in the Final Four. Let's go to Model Making Money, though. Check in with Kate Constable joining me here on a Tuesday as we continue talking some March Madness with Kate. Before we get into that, Kate, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us tonight?
Hey, PJ, five-star plays. We don't have any five stars in college basketball tonight, or at least in the first four play-in games. So we're going to skip that, go over to the ice. Blues plus 1.5 against the Avs. So taking the Blues on the puck line tonight, that's the model's five-star play. Blues have won their last four games. They're playing really well. They've also covered the puck line in each of those games. So taking them plus 1.5 against the Avalanche tonight.
All right, very nice. Kate, what about you? Obviously, we got the first four starting tonight in college basketball. We got some NBA games on the slate. What you betting tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the under in this first four game between Colorado State and Virginia. That's at 121.5, which is terribly low, but I think Virginia is just going to slow this game down to a snail's pace. Its defense is going to be able to slow down Colorado State's offense. That's 17th in field goal shooting. So I think maybe we see a tougher night scoring the basketball for Colorado State. And the Rams, they're terrible at offensive rebounding. So you won't have a ton of extra possessions. Also a little trend here. First four games featuring teams seeded 12 or better are 15-7 to the under, which is about 68%. So taking the under in that game. And then I'm going to go over to the NBA Nuggets first quarter minus 2.5 against Minnesota. This is just a terrible schedule spot for Minnesota. They're coming off a back-to-back after playing in Utah, coming off a six-game road trip, crossing multiple time zones over the last couple of games. And then you could be without Rudy Gobert, Naz Reid. This is just a terrible spot for the Wolves. So I'm going to take the Nuggets in the first quarter as well.
It's been a while since we've got an appearance from first quarter Kate, but she is back, and I like
right?
I like the handicap. Nuggets minus 2.5. How about that Anthony Edwards dunk last night too, Kate? Did you get a chance to see that?
That was absolutely insane. And I, after his hand got hurt, like I thought maybe he'd be going out. So I bet the Nuggets when they were minus 4.5 last night, which is great closing line value. It's 7.5 right now, which ultimately means I'm going to lose that bet. That's typically how it goes whenever I get a good line. But that dunk was absolutely insane. Probably the best dunk of, I was going to say the season, but best dunk we've seen in a very long time.
Very long time, no question. And that's good thinking by you, too. You see Edwards go down. Look at the line for the next game. You got a great number there. So hopefully you're able to cash that ticket. Talk the NCAA tournament, Kate. Obviously, best time of the year, my favorite time of the year. It's awesome. Love it. What is the first round bet that you love the most in the round of 64?
Oh, there's so many I love actually this year, and a ton of upsets. Nevada, number 10, they're favored over Dayton. So seeding-wise, this would be an upset, but line-wise, not so much. But I like Nevada here to cover this, to win, to move on to the round of 32. Nevada, fourth most D1 experience among teams in the tournament. Free throw attempts, the highest rate of any team in the tournament, and it's top 30 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. Dayton, that really lacks depth with Malachi Smith out for the season. Daron Holmes is Dayton's biggest asset, but I think Nevada has some players down low that can match up with him on the defensive end. And while the Flyers, they're a great three-point shooting team, and the Wolfpack really don't defend the three well at all, but first game of the tournament, you're going to have jitters. You're going to be in a new arena, a new environment. I'm not sure that's conducive for a great three-point shooting game. So I'm going to take Nevada, number 10 seed, to upset number 7 Dayton. But other upsets I like, PJ, New Mexico over Clemson, Drake over Washington State, James Madison over Wisconsin, and Oregon over South Carolina. Love the first round.
I like it. Yeah, a lot of 6-11 games that you like there. Very popular upsets, 7-10s as well. Kate, who is a surprise team that you think could make an Elite Eight or Final Four run? I was just talking about a couple of them. Who do you think could cause some chaos this year?
So this isn't necessarily a surprise because they are the second seed, but I think Marquette is a team that I have in my Final Four. If Tyler Kolek is healthy, and that hinges like solely on Kolek being healthy, because without him, I don't think they make it past the first weekend. But Marquette, 21st in offensive efficiency, 19th in defensive. They'd have to get past Kentucky, have to get past Houston. Kentucky can't defend. Ball screens with Tyler Kolek that Marquette's going to be running. Offensive creativity from Shaka Smart. I think that's just too much for both Kentucky and Houston. So I have Marquette going to the Final Four, and that's even kind of with Kolek's injury status up in the air. I know he's supposed to play, but if he gets banged up again, that could be a tough go for me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.